It's time for the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now here's Ryan Wallace on the Golden Knights Radio Network.
Welcome into the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. As Golden Knights defeat the Florida Panthers 4-1, improved to 31-15-4, 66 points on the year. And to help us break this one down, we go back to the radio booth, bring in the voice of the Golden Knights, Dan Duva. And you know what, Dan, when you look at this game, it's interesting because it feels like that hit from Braden McNabb, almost as impactful as the goal that broke the goose egg early, because it seemed to get the Panthers hunting hits and not necessarily focused on putting the puck in the back of the net. All right, as we wait to connect with Dan Duva after this game, the Golden Knights again pick up a 4-1 victory over the Florida Panthers. They're 31-15-4, 66 points on the year. Next in action Tuesday, 7 o'clock against the Dallas Stars. And you look at what the Golden Knights kind of did early on in this game, as it was a push early from Florida. This was a team in the Florida Panthers that really did dial up the pressure early on the Vegas Golden Knights. Aiden Hill, some big-time saves early. And you know, oftentimes when we talk about goaltenders being dialed in or goalies getting you through pockets or moments inside of a game, what you're looking for is, you know, maybe late in a game or late in a period. But for Aiden Hill, he had it early on, first 4 or 5 minutes of the game, and it bought the Golden Knights some time. It bought them time not only to get into the game, but to open the scoring with Braden McNabb's goal. And then, to me, in that first period, it's the hit from Braden McNabb to Sam Reinhart. It was a big hit. It was a massive hit. It's not something we've seen a lot out of Braden this season, but it's one that I really do feel like turned momentum for the Golden Knights, because they really got to their game after that. It was an opportunity for the Golden Knights to really settle into the game after that point. And for the Florida Panthers, I think, I don't want to say it rattled them, because I don't think the Panthers are a team that gets rattled. It's not in their makeup as defending Stanley Cup champions. But it was a play from Braden McNabb that dialed up the pressure on Florida, and they were looking for hits. And more so looking for hits than they were anything else. And from that perspective, I think that Braden McNabb's hit did what it was intended and needed and necessary to do. And the Golden Knights were able to come away with a big 4-1 victory. You look at Vegas over their last four games, now 2-1-1. And you can kind of frame things that way. It feels like, anyway, the Golden Knights are moving out of this flat spot in the season where they were trying to kind of pull themselves out of it, and they've certainly gotten to a point where it feels almost like they've turned the corner. A couple of other things of note in this one, at least for me. Second period, Bruce Cassidy tweaked the lines, and I think it was important to tweak the lines because you're looking for balance. You know, Bruce has mentioned it, he has said it, and we hope to bring Bruce Cassidy to you right now. Is it Bruce or Dan? Okay, so we've got Dan Duva back in the fold. Hey, Dan, how you doing?
Hi, Ryan. Yes, we're standing by for Bruce. We'll let you know when he gets to the podium.
Phenomenal. So you look at kind of the first 4 minutes and change of the game. Obviously, the Panthers come out with a lot of offensive zone time. They had some great chances. Aiden Hill made some big-time saves. And then Braden McNabb scores a goal and then delivers the big hit. And it felt like the hit at least preoccupied the Panthers as they were looking for retaliation, and the Golden Knights really were able to settle in after that.
Yeah, I mean, in any NHL game, there are going to be some hits, you know, the numbers. We report the numbers, you know, on the stat sheet. The volume can sometimes be of note. Which team had more hits? Is the number higher or lower? But then there are, and it's more rare these days, where a hit just is, everybody in the arena today will remember that hit. You know, if you just say, oh, that hit in the first period, like, everybody is going to remember it. Whereas, you know, that might not be the case a night in, night out. So that's the sort of impact that it had. It was the Knights iron man McNabb, who also ends up with a multi-point game, by the way, one goal, one assist, and a big hip check. And it was against the top goal scorer for the Florida Panthers and Sam Reinhart. So yeah, it set the tone. You know, we've talked to different players about what'll it take to kind of get the Knights back in the groove. And, you know, Shane Knighty will tell you, you got to get in the game, you got to either give a hit or take a hit. And McNabb, in multiple ways, You know, it might have been Aiden Hill the first 5 minutes, but it was McNabb the next 5 minutes. McNabb with the goal, his third of the year, and first since December 27th, and then the big hit, and then throw an assist there in the third period on the empty netter for good measure. Yeah, the hit was a big part, and it's and I'll be interested to hear what the Panthers say about it from their point of view. Clearly, Paul Maurice was fired up and was trying to get his guys maybe to, you know, push back in some way. Did it take them off their game? Maybe they were thinking about that and how to respond to the hit rather than whatever their game plan might have been otherwise.
You know, the other aspect of this game for me was the tweak to the lineup in the second period. You were able to split up Mark Stone and Jack Eichel, Alexander Holtz playing with Eichel and Barbashev. Then you had Jonas Rombjerg, who I thought was really good in this game, up with Brett Howden and Mark Stone. And it seemed from that point forward, the Golden Knights were able to roll over four lines. There was much more balance in their attack. And in turn, they spent a lot of time, at least more time, in the offensive zone creating chances.
Yes, and some of it, you wonder, first of all, Vegas is the home team. Mm-hmm. So you get to, you know, match lines if you want a little bit more easily. And Paul Maurice is moving his forwards around as well, trying to find a spark there. And, you know, how much of it was, you know, Bruce reacting to what Paul Maurice had done to adjust his combinations, while at the same time, as you said, Ryan, trying to find some balance. You know, Brendan Brisson, Tanner Lozinski with Alexander Holtz a couple games ago, it was not a line that the Knights could use unless, you know, they got an empty net goal late or whatever. Like, but today, especially after the changes that you just outlined, mm-hmm. I think it helped Alexander Holtz, who hadn't had a point in a while, but it also just, you know, if you're the Panthers, what do you do? All of a sudden, Mark Stone is playing with Rombjerg and Howden. How do you handle that? And they couldn't, frankly, is the answer to the question. Yes, they did get that goal early in the third. That was against the Kolasar, Wah, Pearson line, but you can't say anything about those guys. They're responsible for the first two goals of the game. So, yeah, I mean, and who knows, Ryan, if this is going to be an ongoing thing. Maybe Bruce will be asked about that here in the press conference, but I do wonder if it was something that he had in the back of his mind coming into the game, or if it's something that he decided to do just from watching the game and it came to him, because clearly that is not a combination that we have seen at any point before.
You know, the Golden Knights now 2-1-1 in their last four games, if you want to kind of frame it that way. It feels like they're coming out of that flat spot, and no coincidence, in that same stretch Jack Eichel now has four goals.
And, you know, you and I said this the other night, Ryan, as good as Jack can be at times, you just feel like, you know, he can break out even more. And that's not a critique. That's a compliment, because he is so often involved. But that goal, I mean, the finish, I mean, that is an all-world goal from Jack Eichel. The Holtz had to get it out. You know, Barbashev had to take the tip pass. He had to then make the pass to Jack. But, you know, the finish for Jack Eichel on that goal, I mean, that should be on highlight films the rest of the season. And, you know, you saw that, the goal that he scored the other day, the shootout goal in the shootout loss against St. Louis. You know, so you just see that talent, and it's just jaw-dropping. And it's just such a treat on a night-in and night-out basis to watch Jack play. And he's having the best offensive season of anybody in franchise history. It's exciting to see what's next, because there are still 32 games to go after this one, and what is it going to look like? And while he might be not as prolific as he was the first couple weeks of the season, you know, he's still, you know, night in and night out, he's now got a 6-game scoring streak, and you always feel like, you know, he could burst out for 4 points on any night, but he's always picking up one or two, it seems. And now, as you go into the last 32 games, and you're going to get to see him on display in the Four Nations, that'll be fun as well. You just wonder what's next. It's just so exciting. I guess I'm just over boiling here with excitement watching Jack Eichel.
Yeah, it's fun to watch. He's in the midst of a phenomenal season. And, you know, again, you mentioned it, the goal that he scores is great stuff. Any final thoughts on this one before we turn our attention to Tuesday night and the Dallas Stars?
Well, I've mentioned it a few times during the broadcast. Brett Howden playing his 400th NHL game today. And Bruce Cassidy's words Just gushing about Brett on the pregame show. He was gushing more about Brett than I just was about Jack Eichel. So that clip, and we've made it available on our social media. And, just search VGK Radio Network on Twitter or X, et cetera. And it just is just great to see Brett hit that milestone. And speaking of Bruce Cassidy, Ryan, it sounds like he's stepping to the podium.
All right, let's go downstairs and hear from head coach Bruce Cassidy.
Fox Sports Las Vegas. It seemed like it started in St. Louis, and I know you didn't get the result in Dallas, but it seemed like you upped your performance there. So how satisfied are you with the fact that this team seems to have found their game the last three nights?
It's getting there, right? We've had stretches where we've had to get through and haven't at times. In Dallas, second period, we didn't enough. Today it was the first 5 minutes. And I think it was a Reinhardt. It was an unbelievable save Hilly made. And, you know, that keeps us get to the timeout. Now we seem to have found our rhythm a little better, understand what we're up against in terms of their pressure. And had to start playing a little more north direct, and we did. So, we didn't have much going on in the first. We were opportunistic with Nabber's goal. But to get into the first period with lead, and I thought they were the better team as a good, you know, now we recognize, okay, let's use this as a, use it the right way. You know, we're ahead when we maybe didn't deserve to be, and then I thought we did get to our game and played pretty well.
I guess it was about midway through the second period you switched up Mark Stone and Alexander Holtz. Just what was the thought process between swapping those guys?
Well, it's a little bit of, I didn't think Jack's line had it tonight. I thought they struggled in the first period. Now, some of that might be, you know, I had them against Barkov's line. It's a very good line, so you got two elite lines. And then I said, well, I'm going to play. Howie's been sick, but he's a good checking centerman. And now, so because he hasn't played that much this week, he probably now had more energy than anybody in our lineup after being sick and hadn't played that much. And then Ronnie is a call-up. We've always used that. He had lots of energy. He hasn't had a busy week. So I wanted to use them against Barkov. I think they switched their wingers, Kachuk and Verhage, too, at some point. But I wanted them against, you know, energy to skate against Barkov, reload against that group, their D-join, and then just leave Stoney there. He's played lots with Howie. So instead of mixing everything up, just switch the wingers. I thought it gave us that line did a good job, and then gave Holtz a little life. He had a couple of looks, and it might be good for his confidence to play with players like that, to see the puck a little bit more. So we'll see how it looks on Tuesday, but that was the reasoning.
Danny, Willie, Paul.
Hey Bruce, Danny Webster, Las Vegas Review-Journal. It seemed like after the first 5 minutes, the team did a really good job keeping Florida to the outside. It didn't seem like there were a lot of dangerous chances. How did you like the response from that aspect, especially after things died down in the first?
Yeah, listen, they create a lot of offense with high-volume shooting. That's how they scored. But we were giving them opportunities in the slot. We weren't checking well enough. We were turning pucks over. So that's the part we corrected and figured, okay, now we got to be hard in front of our net. That was the challenge this morning in our conversation with the group. And if you look at Jack's goal, those are the goals we gave up in Dallas, a point shot where they outnumber us, outstick us. You know, Nabber and Theo end up winning a battle in front of the net. We recover, grab a loose puck, and now it's Holtz to Eichel, I think, to Barbie back to Eichel, and we score. Now it's 3-1. In Dallas, that might have been one of the ones we would have needed to save or they capitalized on. So good for us to win that battle, keep them at bay. So that's what I thought we did well after the first 6 minutes. Wasn't a lot of, you know, really good looks from the slot. If they were going to get them, they were a tip. They had a couple of those. Then late in the game, they may have had, you know, I forget, power play. They might have generated 5-on-4 or 6-on-4. But, in general, I thought we limited that, and I don't remember a lot of odd man rushes either, to be honest with you, with their D joining, where when we were up in Florida earlier this year, they did they activated well and got some looks from that, and I thought we did a better job against that.
Bruce, Willie Ramirez with the Hockey News. Last homestand, one.
Hold
of
on,
the...
let me get that one second.
Yeah. It must have got locked out.
Sorry.
You had mentioned maybe one of the distractions. You don't know. He was like, maybe Four Nations, what's on their mind? We need to get back to focus. Tonight, it seemed like there was some pain. You just broke down Jack's goal. Nick Waugh comes down. He takes his time. He drops it to Tanner, takes a hit. Tanner waits to the last minute, shoots far side. Is that the focus, the patience that you're looking for from this team? Are they back to what you were trying to get to?
It's early to say that. I mean, we went through, what do we have, 5 points this week. We had to come back hard against St. Louis to get you know, that point. The Dallas game, it could have went either way. Listen, they had a better stretch than us at 10 minutes, and I thought in the third we tilted it back to us. So tonight, as I said, we got a couple of saves early. We needed it, and who knows? When you're each team's playing four games in a week, I think whoever has the lead, it's a big advantage. You can use your whole bench. You're not chasing the game, right? And it's the mental part of it. Oh, man, I'm, you know, tired, and we got to score a couple. Like, it just, you know, there's that part of the game that's human nature. So our focus was good when we had the lead, understanding that part of it. Our focus on how we wanted to play today for, I thought, like I said, 55 minutes was pretty good. We battled. We'll see. We'll see this week, right? We also knew we got a little sort of mini three-game homestand here. We were on the road. We're hitting the road again. Then it's Four Nations. So we're not going to be at home for a while. So how about we, you know, string some solid hockey together? You know, if it results in wins, obviously that's what we want. But so that's where I'd say our focus probably was for the most part tonight. And we're able to make the, like I said, I think Jack's goal was a big, you know, to be able to extend the lead after they got it to one was a big goal. Us getting the second goal, you know, was important too in the second period. So extending the lead, you know, making it tougher on them. So got a little room for error. So those are the things you want, good teams want to do. And you want to close it out. We did. We had to close it out, killing a 5-on-4 and then a 6-on-4. So for a little bit, I think it was. So good on the guys to step up when key moments.
Hey, Bruce, Paul De Los Santos, NHL.com. How comforting is it to know that you have a reliable line with Keegan, Nick Waugh, and Tanner Pearson in terms of just getting to the net front and playing that physical game that you need when you're going through stretches like you just went through?
We have to have it, and they have to be that line. They're the guys that have been there and done it. They did it in a Stanley Cup run, so they get it. And we actually sat down today to discuss that a little more because I thought in Dallas – during that run in the end of the second, we need that type of line. We need a couple of them to piggyback a shift or two, even if you double shift them, just to get the momentum back, get us off our heels, and that's what they're really good at. So I thought they did a great job with that tonight, responded to sort of that. It wasn't a challenge. It was a reminder that's what we need from, you know, and Nick's been out for a while, right? So he's, you know, you get a little behind with your puck plays, and that, so let's keep it simple, be north, and Pearson's goal is a good example of that. Let's just get the puck, separate a little bit, you know, find your help. You'll make the right play, and he did, and win a battle, and, you know, they get rewarded. So even Nabber's goal, right, the deep drive by Coley, drive it deep. Florida has a tendency sometimes in their back check to over-pursue the puck. They want to get it out of your hands in a hurry. So if you can buy yourself a little time, it brings the D in play in the middle of the ice and open, and he happened to be in, found the net. So good for them. They did. They played a good offensive game playing to the way they need to play. They're not necessarily a line rush group. It's puck possession, however that plays out, and they did a good job with that.
Thanks, Bruce.
Thank you.
That was head coach Bruce Cassidy as he addressed the media after tonight's 4-1 victory for the Vegas Golden Knights. We're back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
The Golden Knights scored in the first period tonight, so make sure you have the McDonald's app downloaded to redeem your free French fries of any size at your local McDonald's tomorrow. It's the VGK postgame show. The Golden Knights defeat the Florida Panthers 4-1. Vegas improves to 31-15-4, 66 points on the year. Next in action Tuesday, 7 o'clock, against the Dallas Stars. The postgame injury report is brought to you by UMC, the exclusive hospital of the Vegas Golden Knights. William Carlson out week to week, lower body injury. Cole Schwint also unavailable week to week for the Golden Knights. And it was announced before the game today that Alex Pietrangelo is withdrawing from the Four Nations faceoff to deal with an ailment. So he is playing through something, undisclosed injury. We don't know what the specifics are. Pietrangelo good to go here for the Golden Knights, playing through it, but will not be a part of Team Canada for the Four Nations faceoff. Taking a look at the highlights in this game, we go back to the first period. The Golden Knights weathered the early storm from the Panthers and opened the scoring on Braden McNabb's rocket from the point.
Into the O-zone, Panthers lose it at the Vegas line. Walk up ice, comes ahead. Kolesar enters on the left wing. Kolesar to the point, McNabb score!
Third of the year for Braden McNabb from Keegan Kolesar and Nick Waugh. 5:26 of the first period made it 1-0 Vegas. The Golden Knights would extend that lead 5 minutes into the second period as Nick Waugh took a hit to make a play, setting up Tanner Pearson's ninth goal of the year.
Kolesar for Waugh into the zone, breaks on his backhand, a tap back. Pearson opens up, he shoots, he scores! Tanner Pearson! Two goals for this line today. 2-0 Golden Knights.
Tanner Pearson from Nick Waugh and Keegan Kolesar, 5:40 of the second period, made it 2-0 Vegas. The Golden Knights would take that lead into the third period, but the Panthers got on the board early in the third on Anton Lundell's deflection goal.
Ends up behind the net, thrown in front, save, tried by Evan Rodriguez. Kolesar lands a check far side, could not steal the puck. Shot from the point, they score! Tip at the side of the net for Anton Lundell. And Florida is on the board, now trailing 2-1.
Anton Lundell from A2 Luostarinen and Uvis Balinskas, 1:56 of the third period, made it 2-1 Vegas, but the Golden Knights pushed back just past the midway point of the period as Jack Eichel scored a highlight reel goal.
Eichel looks left, finds Barbashev, gathers it at center. Eichel behind everybody! Eichel scores! Post to Barbashev,
15th goal of the year for Jack Eichel from Ivan Barbashev and Alexander Holtz. 11:31 of the third period made it 3-1 Vegas. And the Panthers would pull Spencer Knight for the extra attacker, but Tomas Hertl iced the game with an empty net goal.
Up to the center logo. The dump and cutoff. Played back out by McNabb. 2-0. It's an empty net. Wow with Hertl. Centering. Hertl scores.
Goal of the year for Tomas Hertl from Nick Waugh and Braden McNabb at 19:31 of the third period made it 4-1 Vegas, and all that was left in this game was the final call.
Knights get it out of the zone as the clock runs out. This one is in the books. Vegas 4, Florida 1. The Flamingos are back.
There you have it, 4-1, the final. The Golden Knights defeat the defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers, improved to 31-15-4, 66 points on the year. Next in action Tuesday, 7 o'clock, here inside T-Mobile Arena against the Dallas Stars. We're back with more in a moment. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
We're back to the Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Now, here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
See the future of the VGK as the Henderson Silver Knights forge the night at Lee's Family Forum. Visit hendersonsilverknights.com for tickets. Today, it's the VGK postgame show. The Golden Knights defeat the Florida Panthers 4-1. Vegas 31-15-4, 66 points on the year. Next in action Tuesday, 7 o'clock against the Dallas Stars. You look at this game, it was the type of performance you wanted to see out of Aiden Hill starting consecutive games for the first time since November. And, you know, you look at this from the Golden Knights perspective, and December. And for Aiden, I think you needed a strong performance, right? Like, and I don't even look at the game in Dallas as a performance from Aiden that wasn't strong. I just think that there was one save left on the table, and that's kind of what it's been for the Golden Knights of late. Tonight, Aiden Hill, first 4.5, 5 minutes of this game, bought the Golden Knights time. He bought the Golden Knights time and allowed them to get into the game. Then it was Braden McNabb. Braden McNabb, the point shot, phenomenal stuff there, but it was almost as if the goal was less impactful than the hit. He absolutely lights up Sam Reinhart, and that, to me, was the turning point in the game. You get physical with Florida, and they can play that style, but I felt like the Panthers were looking for the big hit way too much in the middle part of the game, and that allowed the Golden Knights to settle in, and certainly with the tweak in the lineup Bruce Cassidy threw out there, mixing up Stone and Alexander Holtz, bringing Stone away from Eichel, It allowed more balance. It allowed the Golden Knights to roll four lines, and they certainly were a fresh team taking advantage of a Florida Panthers team on the back half of a back-to-back. That's going to do it for us here on the VGK postgame show. Extended postgame show, your phone calls, that's coming up next. Presented by Lee's Discount Liquor, you're listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network postgame show, where the station's staying on for more game highlights, interviews, and your phone calls coming up next at 702-876-1340. Good night, and thanks for listening to the Vegas Golden Knights Radio Network. It's the extended Vegas Golden Knights postgame show on Fox Sports Las Vegas, 98.9 FM and 1340 AM. Let your voice be heard by calling in at 702-876-1340. Now here's your host, Ryan Wallace.
Extended postgame show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, 4-1 the final. The Golden Knights defeat the Florida Panthers, 31-15-4, 66 points for the Vegas Golden Knights. Next in action Tuesday, 7 o'clock against the Dallas Stars. 702-876-1340. If you're at the game, I want to hear from you, because it's almost as if the Golden Knights and the Florida Panthers, it's impossible for them to play a subpar game. It's impossible for Vegas and Florida to play a game that isn't entertaining. This one had everything you could look for and want in a hockey game, especially in January. The temperature was dialed up. So if you're at the game, I want to hear from you. Pick up the phone, dial the number. I invite you to call in 702-876-1340. Here's the question that I have as we move forward. Aiden Hill was fantastic. It's the first situation where Aiden played consecutive games in a little over a month, mid-December. Who are you going to if you're Bruce Cassidy on Tuesday against Dallas? Should it be three in a row for Aiden Hill, or do you go to Ilya Samsonov? That's what I want to know from you. I have my own opinions, thought process on it, but that's kind of the question that I'm after here. Now, beyond that, we can talk about the tweak to the lines for the Golden Knights in the second period. Alexander Holtz gets elevated to play with Jack Eichel and Ivan Barbashev. I thought Holtz looked pretty strong in that spot. Obviously makes a big defensive play, picking up that puck in the defensive zone, starting that breakout for Jack Eichel's goal. But, you know, beyond that, it's the idea of Eichel away from Stone that I think is interesting, especially with William Karlsson out of the lineup, dealing with a lower body injury. So I'd like to get your thoughts on what you liked about the tweak to the lineup for the Golden Knights, and if you want to see that moving forward. So who do you start Tuesday against the Dallas Stars? Pick up the phone. We have lines open right now, 702-876-1340. And what about the lineup tweak for the Vegas Golden Knights in the second period? Let's go out to the phone lines, bring in Mike. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Well, all I can say is they may have invented this sport north of the border, but we have perfected it in the southwestern and southeastern part of the United States. And if you look at Tampa Bay 2 years in a row, and then us in Florida, it's been a pretty good run, and I hope it continues into 2025 and beyond. I will take my hat off to Gary Lawless, because in a dark and deserted office area this morning at 9 a.m., there was Gary at his desk getting ready for the day on a Sunday. He's amazing, and I just wanted to say kudos to you, Gary. Darren Elliott had an intriguing point during one of the breaks, and it goes to your point exactly. He said that he thought, and I don't know if he meant this seriously, that he thought it would not be a surprise if Aiden Hill plays most of the rest of the way to the Four Nations, giving him momentum for the Four Nations tournament. What do you think about that?
I think it's important. I really do. I think, you know, if you look at the stretch of hockey that we're talking about when it comes to goaltending, and, you know, how sharp Vegas was through the majority of December, and how that kind of changed in the new year, changed in January. It was kind of a scenario where you were alternating starts. And it's not necessarily a bad thing when the schedule was as compacted as it was for the Golden Knights early in January. But I think for Aiden Hill, he wants to get into a rhythm. He wants to be the number one here. He is the number one here. And I think when you are able to kind of spot in those consecutive starts and you can get him dialed in and you know, back on his grind, so to speak, I think it pays dividends. And, you know, again, he was solid in Dallas. There were a couple of plays here, there, whatever. But tonight, he was excellent. And I think if you can get him back into that rhythm and you can get Ilya Samsonov coming in, you know, one every three games, one every four games, and give you quality goaltending as well, I think that's kind of best case scenario for Aiden as he leads into Four Nations.
Yeah, it makes me tingle to think about the possibility of Hill versus Thompson for the Stanley Cup, but we're way ahead of ourselves there.
You're way ahead of yourself, Mike.
I know I am, but it's still, it's a tingling thought. Let's put it that way. What is the Four Nations going to look like? I'll leave you with that thought. We've had two nights drop out of it. Well, let's call Theodore still a question mark, but he'll not play. And Pietrangelo is out. Will we see any more between now and then?
I mean, it depends. It depends on if players are healthy going into it, right? Like, I mean, Austin Matthews has kind of been dealing with injuries all season long. Is there something that happens as in the lead-up to Four Nations that prevents him from going? Time will tell. I mean, you never know in the National Hockey League, right? Like, there's always the potential for an injury to pop up between now and then. So I to answer that question now, I think, is premature. Who knows? Obviously,
are they being encouraged in any way to sit out, do you think? Or is there no talk of that?
I don't think that that's the case. I think, like, if you're talking about Alex Pietrangelo, I think he's playing through something. It's pretty clear, right? Like, you know, there have been some big hits, some tough moments, I think, for Pietrangelo, just in terms of, you know, kind of the abuse that he's taken so far this season. And I think that, you know, if you're good to go and able to play when the games matter in terms of your overall season, you find a way to play through it. But if you've got an opportunity to rest and recuperate and get better for the stretch run, I think you have to make kind of that decision, and that's ultimately what he landed on.
Okay, revenge night on Tuesday. Let's get going.
All right, good stuff, Mike. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. 702-876-1340. I want to hear from you. If you were at the game, if you're a Golden Knights fan, if you're looking at this team right now who's gone 2-1-1 in their last four games, do you believe the Golden Knights have turned the corner? Very simple question. I invite you to call in. There's lines open right now. So if you call in, I'm putting you on the air. Vegas, I know over their last 10, they're 3-6-1. But they are 2-1-1 in their last four, points in three out of four games. Have they turned a corner? Do you think that they are out of this flat spot? 702-876-1340. That's the number. Pick up the phone, dial it now, and we'll talk to you on the other side of the break. It's the Extended Postgame Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Back to your calls on the Extended Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Here's Ryan Wallace.
Extended postgame show, Fox Sports Las Vegas, 4-1 the final. The Golden Knights defeat the Florida Panthers, 31-15-4, 66 points. Next in action Tuesday, 7 o'clock against the Dallas Stars. 702-876-1340 is the number. We have lines open, so pick up the phone, dial in right now. There's a couple of questions that I want to get the answers from you on. Who do you go with if you're Bruce Cassidy in goal Tuesday against Dallas, Aiden Hill, or Ilya Samsonov? Do you believe the Golden Knights have turned the corner on the flat spot in their season? They're 2-1-1 in their last four games. Very simple, very easy. Pick up the phone, dial the number. I want to hear from you right now. Let's go back out to the phone lines, bring in Nico. Hey, Nico, how you doing?
Hey, Ryan, how you doing?
I'm good, bud.
Awesome, doing good, too. Really stoked on today's win. Thought, you know, it was just a great performance overall. Great rematch from 2023. And to follow up on your question, you know, would love to give Samsonov a start, but, you know, I've heard you say it before. Hill is, you know, he knows how to be the go-to guy, and that's, you know, that's his role for his team. And you know, I do think that he had a strong game tonight. Would be great to see him again on Tuesday. And then as far as, you know, where we are, you know, we're looking very physical. A lot of our players are having career years, and things are just clicking. And I really do think that things are starting to turn around, especially with Barbashev. One question I have, though, is where do you see Holtz? I think he had a strong game tonight. I really like, you know, how, you know, just his play overall. And, you know, definitely got that assist. But, yeah, just curious about that as well. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Nico. As far as Alexander Holtz goes, I think what you're looking for is just gaining traction in terms of his offensive game. I think that there have been layers that Alexander's been working on defensively in all three zones, because, you know, when you're not scoring, or if you're not scoring, you want to be able to help your team win. I thought tonight, alongside Eichel and Barbashev, you saw a little bit more of the offensive flair that Holtz can bring to the table. So ideally, when everyone's fully healthy, I think what you're hoping for, what you're looking for, is Alexander Holtz to be a complementary piece on a third line. And that's kind of where he fits, I think, in the grand scheme of this offense and this team. But, you know, to get there, you've got to get healthy again. And I think that's going to be kind of the challenge for the Golden Knights, and certainly the challenge for Alexander Holtz now. Can you do something with an elevated role in the lineup if you're playing alongside Jack Eichel and Ivan Barbashev? Or can you add enough of those defensive layers to where you can be helpful on a fourth line, or in a fourth line role, or a line that's just not getting a lot of minutes but still help the team win? I think that's kind of where you're at right now with Holtz. Great question, though, Nico. Thanks for the call. 702-876-1340. Very simple questions here. Do you think the Golden Knights have kind of turned the corner on this flat spot in the season? And who would you start on Tuesday against Dallas, Aiden Hill or Ilya Samsonov? Let's go back out to the phone lines, bring in Kalen. Hey, Kalen, how you doing?
I'm good, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good.
To answer your question, I do think that DGK is pulling out of their little January slump. I think these guys have tons and tons of expectations. They hear the noise. I mean, Vegas fans are pretty loud when it comes to hitting the panic button quick. But I think that, you know, along with Bruce and maybe some of the outside noise, these guys are kind of starting to rise to the occasion. You know, with all that pressure that they put on themselves and understanding the implications of these games, like, you know, trying to pull themselves up by the bootstraps, I guess, is what it looks like to me that they're doing in these most recent games. But I think they're starting to pull out of it a little bit. And that just from the attitudes, you know, maybe they're not hitting the back of the net as much as they'd like to, or they were in the beginning of the year. But, you know, it doesn't look like they're sulking. It kind of looks like they're, you know, like Eichel's shift the other night where he kind of just refused to get off the ice and just kind of willed that puck into the, you know, across the line. It was awesome to watch. And maybe in a couple seasons past, it would have been maybe a get back to the bench and get on the iPad kind of deal. But to me, it kind of does look like we're turning the corner.
Yeah, I would agree. I do think that, you know, when you look at the Golden Knights, especially in the context of this game, it was a tough first 4.5-5 minutes. But I think once Vegas settled into the game, they were able to push right back to the Florida Panthers. And Florida's a team that can play any style. They're good with a physical game. They're good with a finesse game. And I think, you know, you look at the Golden Knights, they just kind of beat the Panthers at their own game tonight. And I think that pays dividends trying to come out of a slump to be able to get a big win against an opponent like Florida.
It was nice to see, like, even McNabb's hit along the boards. Like, we haven't seen that a little bit this year. And, you know, to get back to what they're good at and, you know, bring that physicality almost like once that hit happened, it kind of sparked the whole team. They woke up, and like you said, they kind of out-panthered the Panthers. It was nice to see.
All right, Kalen, what are you looking for on Tuesday from the Golden Knights?
I mean, without the cliche, it'd be nice to get a fast start, not chase the game. But I think that, you know, what Aiden did today was really good goaltending, good defense, and I think the offense is going to get there no matter what. I'd like to see just another two goals or less from the VGK, and I think that's going to be a nice recipe for a win on Thursday.
All right, great stuff, Kalen. Thanks so much for the call. I appreciate it. And you're right on the money. If the Golden Knights are able to keep their opponent to two or less, generally speaking, they're going to win a lot of hockey games. That's why when I'm looking at it, and to kind of piggyback off of, you know, Mike bringing up Darren Elliott's point, and, you know, when it comes to goaltending and analysis of the game, like, Darren Elliott's spot on. But I do think that there's merit in going to Aiden Hill quite a bit here. And I'm not saying that Aiden's got to start every single game for the Golden Knights. That's certainly not it, though there aren't any back-to-back scenarios between now and Four Nations Faceoff. But I do think if you've got six games, Aiden Hill playing four out of the six makes a lot of sense to me. And you can tack this game on, that's seven, that's fine. 5-2, I think, makes a lot of sense because I think you want him in rhythm, not just because of Four Nations, but I think when Aiden's in rhythm, he just plays better. You get more consistent efforts just in terms of what you're expecting out of the 60-minute game. So when Aiden is more active, and of course you've got to make sure that you're focused in on what he needs and, you know, how his body's holding up and all of that. But the fact of the matter is, I think goalies like to play. The more you can play, the more games you can get, the more games you can get in a row, I just think that you fall into the routine of a game day and a non-game day and the preparation and all of it, and I think it reflects in the numbers. I really do. And so for the Golden Knights, kind of now in a position where you're out of the back-to-back windows that have certainly played a major part in the end of December, early goings of January, you might be able to get more stretches or at least a period of time where you get consecutive starts for Aiden Hill. And I think that as you do that, as you get there, you're going to have more consistent top-to-bottom performances from Aiden in the process. We'll take a break. Wrap it up next on the Extended Post Game Show on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Back to your calls on the extended Vegas Golden Knights postgame show. Here's Ryan Wallace.
Wrapping it up here on the extended postgame show, Fox Sports Las Vegas. 4-1 the final. The Golden Knights defeat the Florida Panthers. Vegas now 2-1-1 in their last four games, points in three out of the last four games. And even though you look at the record over the last 10, it's 3-6-1. Obviously, that's a larger sample size to be looking at. From a Golden Knights perspective, you want to take advantage of and you want to look at the positives. And I think for, you know, Vegas, the positives are you were able to come back and get a point against St. Louis. Then you were able to go on the road in St. Louis, play a solid 60 minutes, pretty close to a solid 60 minutes, and get a big win. Then from there, you go to Dallas. And the Dallas game, it's an interesting one because I think for Vegas, they played well for large stretches of that game. It's just unfortunate when you look at it from, you know, the Golden Knights' perspective of things. 8-minute stretch in the second period, back half of the period, it gets away from you. However, I do think there was something in how the Golden Knights battled back against the Dallas Stars in the third period, specifically Jack Eichel kind of willing his team to make that very close, and they came oh so close to getting that one tied and getting to overtime. But then you follow that up with a marquee matchup between the last two teams to win the Stanley Cup, the Vegas Golden Knights, who beat Florida in 23, and then the Florida Panthers, who went back to the Stanley Cup final last year and defeated Edmonton in game number 7. Obviously, you were going to be able to get up for this one. Obviously, the Golden Knights were going to use this as an opportunity to make some kind of a statement, or at a minimum, to kind of get back to that 60-minute game that we are used to seeing out of the Golden Knights, and they delivered with a big-time win in this one tonight. It feels, at least to me anyway, that the Golden Knights are turning the corner, and they are getting closer to the team we saw in December than we saw at the beginning of January. Vegas now 31-15-4, 66 points on the year, and as mentioned, next in action Tuesday, 7 o'clock, here inside T-Mobile Arena against the Dallas Stars. Thanks to Bobby Machado back in the studio, keeping us on the air, making sure everything sounds great. And thanks to you, our listeners, our callers, our texters. It is your post-game show. It's not as much fun for me without your calls, your texts, and your input. Until Tuesday, have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you then right here on Fox Sports Las Vegas.
Thanks for listening to the extended Golden Knights postgame show on Fox Sports Radio 98.9 FM and 1340 AM. Your home for the Vegas Golden Knights. Have a good night and drive safe.